The United Auto Workers says its 46,000 members employed at General Motors are prepared to go on strike at midnight tonight. The UAW says its members are demanding better wages and benefits from GM and that there are significant differences between the parties on wages, health care benefits, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kristen Gichak, Vice President at the Center of Automotive Research. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So, Kristen, what has led up to this pending strike? What's it involve?
Well, you know, every 4 years, the UAW negotiates with the Detroit Three automakers. They've chosen General Motors as their target this year. They're first to get a contract. You know, General Motors has been in a very contentious period with the UAW since they announced they were unallocating product at four plants in the U.S. Last November. So that sort of set up a real tension between them and the union about what the future job security and pay and benefits would look like.
So what will this actually mean for the American auto industry? How hard will it hit the industry, if at all?
Well, it depends on how long this strike goes on. So we haven't had a national strike since 2007 at General Motors, and that was just under 2 days. I think it was 17 hours. So, you know, if this is a long and prolonged strike, this could be quite damaging to the company and to the workers who are, you know, out on strike. They're only getting $250 a week in strike pay. And that, you know, economic impact of that is very locally felt in the communities where GM has plants. A lot of that is here in the Midwest, but, you know, certainly through to Texas and Tennessee and, you know, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, all throughout that region is going to, you know, have a pretty big shock from loss of employment in those plants. The supplier plants start to go down after a while, and, you know, we have a big hole.
So it just all, what you just mentioned, it just all kind of depends on how long it actually stretches out.
Exactly. And, you know, even production in Canada and Mexico could be affected. UAW workers here in the U.S. make engines and transmissions and other parts that are shipped to production sites in Canada and Mexico. So we could see all of GM North America go down.
So we are heading into an election year. I mean, what precedent does this set for manufacturing?
Well, you know, it's we're heading into an election year. We're also seeing softening signs in the U.S. economy. And, you know, given those same softening signs, you know, auto sales are starting to slow. Motor vehicle and parts employment in the U.S. for the first half of 2019 fell slightly, but it fell for the first time in over a decade. So, you know, looking at those very same signals, the company is looking for how much can they put into contingent pay, contingent compensation for their workers that can be canceled when things get rough. And the union is looking for how can we lock down and guarantee job security, income security for their members.
So how, with that said, I mean, how likely will it be that the two parties can actually come to a deal of some kind anytime soon?
You know, it sounds from, you know, what I'm hearing today that they're fairly far apart. But, you know, and these are the big, big issues that remain on the table, you know, jobs and job guarantees and wages and benefits and all of that. But they're the kinds of things that nothing is settled until everything is settled, and it could go very quickly. You know, once they get movement on a particular issue, they can, you know, sweep up the rest of those issues, but they need to be talking. And I, you know, I don't know if they're talking today or not, but, you know, it could go quickly, but it could also be fairly protracted because they seem fairly far apart.
Yeah, definitely wait and see. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us. That's Kristen Gichak, the Vice President at the Center of Automotive Research.